Look But Don't Touch by Kitty Fick, read by Ashi Black. Harry announced, just as they were stepping through the portrait hole, that he had left his broom polishing kit in the Quidditch locker room and needed to run back out to get it. Many minutes later, Ron realized Harry had been gone much longer than it should have taken for him to retrieve it, and he found himself traipsing back through the castle, across the grounds, and towards the pitch to find his friend. As he turned the corner to the dressing area of the locker room, nothing could have prepared Ron for the sight that greeted him. His first reaction was a hearty, "What the fuck?" And it took every ounce of willpower for Ron not to yell it out. Instead, he took a deep breath of air and he tried to think rationally. Ron knew that being rational was not one of his strengths, but he persevered. This was definitely not something that he could just go and get Hermione's opinion on. Ron blinked his eyes hard to be sure that he was really seeing what he thought he was seeing. Harry Potter and Draco Malfoy lip-locked right there in the Quidditch locker room. On closer observation, it was even worse than he thought. Harry had Malfoy pressed firmly against a locker, snogging him senseless. Disillusioning himself, Ron stepped one pace closer to verify Harry's safety. Could Harry be under a spell? It was a wonderful thought as far as Ron was concerned, but from the look of things, that thought was growing more and more unlikely. His friend had seemed normal when they parted ways only about 30 minutes ago, and now Harry still seemed to be completely in control. In fact, he seemed to be the one controlling the entire situation. Ron shook his head in amazement and bewilderment. With one last push that landed Draco flush against the lockers, Harry growled into the git's neck. "Oh, Godric. Draco, you taste so good. I've been thinking about this all day long. Couldn't wait to get my hands on you again." Could Harry really be gay? The more Ron thought about it, all the signs seemed to be there. Harry had terrible luck with women. He didn't even seem all that interested in girls, not nearly as much as Ron was, or any of their other roommates, for that matter. Ron, Seamus, Dean, and Neville spent plenty of time talking about various girls and their best attributes, but Harry didn't show much interest in the topic. He'd smile or laugh at the appropriate times, but never, that Ron could remember, had Harry actually added anything to the conversation. He'd always shrugged it off that Harry was just shy or simply had too much on his mind. Bells and whistles were going off in Ron's mind that made it all so clear now. Harry was gay. No wonder he didn't have anything to say about Hermione, Lavender, Padma, or even Pansy. He was too busy thinking about the finer aspects of Draco sodding Malfoy. Stepping silently away, Ron decided that he would simply go back to the castle and wait patiently for Harry. He could do that. Really, he could. This was the all-new and improved Ron Weasley. The calmer Ron. The Ron who did not jump to conclusions. He would wait and try to talk to Harry. He would somehow subtly convince Harry that he was trustworthy enough to share his secret. Maybe Harry would even bring it up on his own. So what if Harry is gay? Ron didn't care. His own brother was gay for Merlin's sake. But really? Draco Malfoy? Why on earth was Harry mixed up with that git? Regardless, Harry should be able to talk to him. Did his best mate really not feel like he could confide any and all secrets in him? That was an issue that needed to be resolved. Their friendship had survived so much. Bloody right it had. Together they had escaped a web of giant fucking spiders for Godric's sake. That was a true test of friendship. Just as Ron was about to turn and head back to the common room to wait, he heard a low moan that stopped him in his tracks. Slowly, he moved forward again, Peeking his head back around the corner, he caught a glimpse of Harry with his head thrown back. Malfoy was now pushing back at Harry, attacking his neck, licking and sucking and biting. At first, Ron crinkled his nose at the image, but when Harry shoved his hand down Malfoy's pants, and he heard that same soft moan again, a spark shot straight to Ron's cock at the sound. Palming his growing budge, Ron thought, "Bloody hell, I'm not actually getting off on this, am I?" Alas, he was a 16-year-old male who spent half his time getting off to one thing or another. Chancing a glance back to the boys across the room, he saw Harry drop to his knees, unzip Malfoy's trousers, pull out the git's cock, and sink his mouth onto it. "Damn it!" His half-hard cock grew to full attention at this sight, and Ron pressed on it for some relief. With a shiver, he focused again on the scene unfolding in front of him. It seemed the longer he waited, the less capable he was of leaving. Ron's eyes were now glued to the image of Harry sucking Malfoy's cock, and the sounds coming from the blunt were absolutely obscene. Leaning back on the wall behind him, Ron gripped his erection with a firm hand. Harry's head was bobbing up and down on Malfoy's cock with an unrelenting rhythm. The Slytherin's head was tossed back against the wall again, eyes closed and mouth open. Those terribly wonderful moaning sounds were escaping him again, and Ron could no longer control his urge to touch himself. Unbuttoning his trousers, he grasped his own prick, working at the same pace that Harry's mouth moved on Malfoy's shaft. It wasn't that he was attracted to Harry. Their relationship was strictly platonic. And Merlin's balls, he was definitely not attracted to the Slytherin git. That was for certain. But sod it all, a blowjob was a blowjob. And the idea of anyone getting one of those was worth a second look, right? His hand now worked furiously, and his eyes lifted again, taking in the details. Malfoy's hands had come down to tangle in Harry's dark hair, and his hips were now pumping, fucking himself in Harry's mouth. Bloody hell, if that plan didn't sound like the best idea ever heard. Ron wondered if Lavender would be game. It sounded like something that she might get into. Damn. Harry willingly took every inch offered, grabbing Malfoy's hips, matching their rhythm, and sucking greedily on his cock. Soon, the blonde took control again. He pulled back on Harry's hair, slowed his motion, then pumped one last time. He was coming, emptying himself deep in Harry's throat, while the dark-haired boy licked ravenously at every drop of cum that he released. Ron couldn't have held back any longer if he had tried. It was all he could do to grit his teeth and remain silent as he tensed and shot his load over his hands. Raising his eyes once more from the wet and sticky mess, Ron risked one last look over at the pair of boys and found himself looking straight into the gray eyes of Draco Malfoy. With one eyebrow cocked, Draco pulled Harry up into a tight embrace and said, "Watch all you want, Weasley, but there's no bloody way you're joining in. I absolutely do not share." This has been Look But Don't Touch, written by Kitty Fick and read by Ashi Black. Happy birthday, Kitty!